Today on Press TV, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says the Geneva deal on Tehran's nuclear program does not halt any of its nuclear activities. And Ekber Salehi says research activities and operations at the Arak heavy water plant will continue. He also says Iran will go on with 5% uranium enrichment. Pro-democracy rallies rage in Bahrain despite the regime's heavy-handed crackdown. Security forces fired tear gas at houses during a demonstration in the village of Sanabis. They also clashed with young protesters there. In Nabi Saleh, women held a rally and chanted slogans against the ruling Al-Khalifa dynasty. Shocking photographs emerged depicting American troops burning the remains of dead Iraqis and then posing for pictures with their skeletons. The photos were reportedly taken in the city of Fallujah in 2004. The Pentagon has launched an investigation into the authenticity of the photos and identities of servicemen involved. More aspects of the U.S. spying scandal come to light. Leaked documents indicate America's National Security Agency uses technology that can snoop on offline computers. The NSA planted secret devices on 100,000 computers. They can reportedly send radio waves to transfer data without being connected to the Internet. The Iraqi army recaptures a town from Al-Qaeda-linked militants in the western Anbar province. According to senior military officials, Saghlawiya was retaken in a counterattack a day after militants took full control of it. Over the past weeks, Iraqi troops backed by Sunni tribesmen have been fighting militants in Anbar. In Syria, Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents have vandalized churches in the Damascus countryside of Malula. The militants have reportedly removed the bells of all churches, burned crosses, and stolen a bronze statue of Christ. The ancient Christian town of Malula has been the site of fierce fighting for months. Vote counting is underway in Egypt following a two-day referendum on a new constitution drafted by the military-backed government. Local media reports say voter turnout was lower on the second day. The vote has been marred by deadly clashes between opposition protesters and security forces across the country. And a new report says Britons are facing some of the highest and most volatile food prices in Western Europe. Leading charity Oxfam says continuing austerity measures are mounting pressure on the poor as they try to deal with rising living costs. Those are the latest here on Press TV.